Our reading today is from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there was no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. As we move forward from Easter, of course always rooted in the events of that incredible weekend when Jesus gave his life for all of us on the cross to free us from sin and the power of death, the Church of England readings move our focus on to how Jesus's followers established and grew the first Christian communities. This morning's reading from the book of Acts gives us just a small glimpse, but a huge insight into what a Christian community should look like. And that includes today. On the first reading, the main standout theme may seem to be that of the need for us to give generously, sacrificially, to share our resources. And the reason it's the standout theme is probably because most of us find it quite shocking and very, very scary to read about how people were called by God to sell their houses to help those people in need. Now, there is certainly a message in there about the need to give sacrificially. But that's not really the meaning at the heart of the passage. The reading opens with a statement declaring that all the believers were one in heart and mind, and then goes on to make clear that they all knew exactly what was happening in the community, to the point that they knew when people had needs, what those needs were, and how to meet those needs. These early Christians had clearly created a really tight-knit, close community, a supportive community in which everyone knew each other really well. This is not a group of people who simply met once a week at a service, because that's not what builds this kind of community and strength of knowledge and relationship. They were living life together, sharing their lives in a way that I guess lacked the kind of unhealthy privacy and pride that we encounter so much today. We often see it as a weakness, don't we, when we share with others what our needs are, especially when those needs are financial. When these new Christians chose to follow Jesus, as remains the case today, they were entering a family, the family of God. During a baptism service or a confirmation service, everyone, that is every member of the congregation in that service, as well as the person of the family at the centre of the ceremony, commits to welcoming them into this special family. Yet so often, maybe we'll share coffee at the end of the service, but we then go our separate ways. And I wonder how seriously we take those vows that we're making in those services. When we talk about church family or Christian community, we are talking about being a member of a worldwide family. It's the family which St. Paul referred to as the body of Christ. We are Christ's hands, his feet, and his voice today, and we're called to work together as one body in unison, functioning really, really well. I think we can probably all agree that living in community, particularly a large one with people with many, many differences in it, is not easy. But something else which is at the core of today's reading is the need for God's grace to be at work in us. I can say with absolute certainty that without God's grace, it's impossible to live and work well within any community. think about those situations, and I would say cast your minds to Christian communities where we don't always get on well with one another. That's inevitable. We're all different personalities. We might not even be able to relate well to one another. But when we fall on God's grace, the impossible is completely possible and miracles happen. God's grace is how he favours us and blesses us. And that's without any need for us to earn that favour, to earn those gifts. It's a free gift from God, God's grace. And of course, the biggest free gift of all was how God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He literally gave us the blood of Jesus. Now, when we continually go back to that, when we remember that fact that lies at the heart of Easter, we will automatically be driven by a passion to love one another. Remember that command of Jesus that he gave at the Last Supper, that last meal with his disciples. It was to love one another. So the short glimpse into this Christian community in Acts 4, which you can actually read a lot more about throughout the book of Acts, shows us the result of living out God's grace and loving one another sacrificially, as is only possible with God's grace and with the power of the Holy Spirit. It meant that they were able to maintain unity of heart and mind, verse 32. It was grace that meant that in spite of the threats that they were facing at that time, they continually spoke about the resurrection of Jesus and was able to work powerfully through them, verse 33. It was grace that led to hearts committed to generosity and sharing, being alert and responsive to the needs of others and ready to act with compassion, even though the personal cost was really high, verse 34. So as we move forward from Easter into the here and now, and for the rest of the year and for the rest of our lives, in fact, we need to have our eyes permanently on the cross of Jesus and what that means. Let's be challenged by the Acts of the Apostles so that Christian community can continue to grow in depth of relationship, love, and in number. Let's constantly ask ourselves as individual members of the body of Christ, God's family, are we really living by grace? Are we living by the power and help of the Holy Spirit? Are we living out the command to love one another, really love one another, everyone, including the people we don't like or get on with? Are we telling the story of Jesus, whatever the personal risk? Are we striving to be one heart and mind? Are we exercising generosity and compassion? Are we prepared to give sacrificially when the need is there? Lots of questions. It's a big challenge in life. But remember, it is only possible now, as it was back in the book of Acts, with the Holy Spirit in our lives and falling on the grace of God.